The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families. From the 6th verse of the 13th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Romans, we hear these words of God. Give to everyone what you owe them. And then, if honor, then honor. The title of the devotion is Honor. It began with a haircut unlike any they had ever received. It continued with a set of clothes that almost fit. It led to something called basic training, and the thought, I hope I make it through this. That was not the only time the fear of surviving arose. There were more tests, more training, and more chances of failing. But for some, the question of making it through this took on a more serious edge. Some went on to wonder about making it through the landing on Guadalcanal. Some worried about the beaches at Normandy. And some wondered if they would survive the frozen chosen of Korea. Later warriors wondered if they would make it through a year in Southeast Asia. Then came those who worried about scud attacks and poisonous gas. Still others reported from the Korangal Valley, God is not here. The words, I hope I make it through this, came many times to many minds. Then came the day when it didn't matter what the haircut was like, and the daily clothes were a matter of choice. Uniforms were packed away with memories. They are now U.S. military veterans. And many found themselves saying, I hope I can make it through this, being a civilian. What are we to think of these people, these veterans? Of what use are they now? Do they really think they can return to be the civilian they were before that first military haircut? They cannot. They will always be different. They will look at life differently from the person who is never taught to kill. What they have seen cannot be unseen. What they have done cannot be undone. It is a part of them. They are veterans. It makes no difference what our view might have been about the policy of the government when these were young people in uniform. It matters little what the general attitude is about veterans. What counts is what God says. God says, give to everyone what you owe them. If honor, then honor. We owe our veterans honor. The command is not unlike when our Lord tells us to honor our father and mother. Veterans are God's gift to the nation they have defended. Like an elderly parent, not all of them are as spry as they once were. Not all could leap to our defense any longer. But they were young once, and for as long as the Lord of the nations called them to duty, they served as his instrument for our defense. By honoring our veterans, we are honoring our God. We pray, Lord of the nations and Savior of mankind. We thank you for the gift that you have given to America in the form of persons who have spent time in defense of our nation. Some of them were drafted, some volunteered, but all served. Enable us to see more clearly your heavenly hand in the protection of our nation, and lead us to honor you by honoring those who have served our country honorably. Give America more like them. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.